Welcome back to the KYMN Morning Show, everyone. You've probably heard here on KYMN Radio, we have been promoting the Nitro Circus, which is coming up to the Target Center in Minneapolis on October the 3rd. And I have one of the founders of Nitro Circus joining us, pretty much a legend in the motorsports world, Travis Pastrana. Travis, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's start off by saying, boy, you have had an interesting summer, to say the least, coming off of the Evel Knievel trifecta that you pulled off, a month or so ago, earlier this summer. Tell us, first of all, let's get your quick thoughts on that. Boy, that is probably a good thing to have out of your way at this point. Did that dominate your life for a while?
Oh, without a doubt. But no, it's such an honor to literally live a day in Evel Knievel's boots. I mean, History Channel came to Nitro Circus and said, you know, we're looking for something, we're looking for a big stunt, something with a lot of history, no pun intended behind it. And, you know, we were all sitting around the table, and Dave Mateus for Nitro said, look, there's nothing that has more history than Evel Knievel. And let's call his family and see if, you know, they'd be interested in it. His three kids said, yeah, this is going to be great. We called Caesar's Palace, and shockingly, they were like, yeah, sure, you want to jump the fountain? No problem. So I was like, oh, no, careful what you ask for. So then we called Roland Sands and got a V-twin 750, just the biggest, fastest bike that real similar to what Evel jumped with, you know, 3-inch suspension, which is pretty much no suspension compared to the bikes we normally jump today, twice as much weight. Had the cape, had everything, man, and it was just a really awesome experience.
Now, were you certainly grew up with the legend of Evel Knievel, but did you ever have a chance to meet him while he was still alive?
I did, and you know what? It's pretty typical for what I would have expected Evel Knievel. I had a chance. I won the Daytona Supercross. I was one of the youngest people to ever win a Supercross race, and had this just awesome introduction, and Evel was judging a Hawaiian Tropic contest. And he looks up after this great introduction. He says, that's great, kid. Get me a beer. And I ran over to my dad. I'm like, Dad, he wants a beer. And got him a beer, and he said, thanks. And that was about all I got to talk to Evel. But it was just kind of, for me, it was like, man, he's still living his life to the fullest every day, exactly how I anticipated. But I think what was really cool about Evel was he was a showman. He was a salesman. He got out there, and he proved that you could fly a motorcycle. And for me, this was an awesome experience, because not only was I brought up just on kind of everything that Evel's done and stuff, but he started kind of action sports and showed people you could jump dirt bikes. And I wanted to show my dad's generation that the stuntman wasn't dead. The stuntman had just evolved into action sports. I wanted to show the next generation that might not even have heard of Evel Knievel, you know, the younger scooter kids and stuff growing up, that you know, this was the guy that kind of paved the way for us to do what we love to do. So it was a really good fit.
Well, you've tied that into Nitro Circus. Actually, Nitro Circus has been around for a while, and of course, you were one of the founders of that. But let's talk about what you're bringing to the Target Center coming up on October the 3rd. I've seen the promos on this, and I've seen the lineup you have. Man, you have got some serious talent up and down this lineup, the people that can do some real crazy things. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, it truly is the best in the world of action sports. If you're pushing the limits of what you can do on motorcycles, skateboards, even scooters and inline, you know, you want to be on this tour. And one of the reasons is, you know, we have the opportunity on these tours to make any changes to any takeoffs and any landings. And, you know, we have different types of landing with, you know, hard landings and kind of bag landings and different stuff. Like, it's dangerous, but if you can make it through, if you can survive a tour of Nitro Circus with the best athletes in the world, when you get done, you are, you know, if you're still, everything's working and you didn't hurt yourself too bad, you've done two or three tricks that no one else has ever landed, and you're probably one of the best in the world. So everyone really fights to get on these tours and to try to, you know, really try to step up the level at every show. So everyone says, what's the biggest trick? I'm like, well, I can't tell you, because I don't know. These guys, every single show, step up, and the hardest part is not to keep them, you know, new tricks and new stuff coming. It's to make sure that every one of your 30 athletes doesn't throw down the biggest trick on the first show. or hurt themselves on the first show. It's like, all right, let's pick one or two of you guys that's going to do something huge that's going to just make the crowd stand on their feet, and go crazy. And, you know, let's save the next one for the next show. So there's no two shows the same, and it's a really good time for the whole family, too.
Yeah, you know, you've got the best of the best. And once again, I'm sure you have to tell kids, don't try this at home, because you have some training facilities that are really state-of-the-art. And I know the riders in each of the disciplines that you have, whether it be motorcycles, motorized sports or not, there's a big safety aspect to that, too. And there is a lot of technique. And these guys work a lot, and women, too, work a long time and work real hard at this to get these things to make it look kind of easy.
No, that's what's been really awesome. I mean, Southern Florida is just pretty old for the esports, and my job now is to make the jumps so the riders can go higher and further, but to also do it as safe as possible. And honestly, with action sports making such a strong impact on the Olympics, a lot of different countries for snowboarding and skating now going to the Olympics in 2 years, BMX already in the Olympics. It's allowing so many of these awesome facilities to be made everywhere, and Nitro Circus kind of being at the forefront. It's cool that we can, contribute and get funding to make these sports. You know, they'll never be like playing a video game with a reset button, but at the end of the day, you can do, or Josh Sheehan, he was over 100 feet in the air, flipping a 250-pound dirt bike over his head three different times, and he practiced the whole thing and went all the way through without breaking one single bone or worse. And that just goes to show you that, the technology is coming to make these sports a lot safer. And even with Bell helmets and everyone getting on board, it's wild. You know, it's still dangerous, but, I think that's what makes life exciting, is that, especially like these sports in this day and age, there's not a lot of such thing as winning and losing. Everyone gets a trophy, everyone wins. But in Nitro Circus, you drop down that ramp, you make it to the other side, you're winning. So it's pretty cool.
That still just blows my mind. The triple back on a dirt bike and landing it, man, that's just crazy. It kind of blows my mind. All right, Travis, before we let you go, I know you got to get going, but what's next for Travis Pastrana? Is there going to be another Evel Knievel? Is the Snake River Canyon in your future?
No Snake River Canyon for me. I draw the line at rockets. but no, I tell you what, it's been a wild ride. I mean, with Rally and Rallycross, we got Nitro World Games coming up here with designing our all new course with just huge jumps for these cars. We got a quarter pipe that's first time we'll have the biggest quarter pipe that's ever been out there. So have a high jump there, and then actually racing the Motocross of Nations. So first time I'll be on a dirt bike for a couple of years in a really big race. So it never seems to stop. But I tell you what, I got two young daughters and my wife that are really excited for this tour. My wife will be skating on it, and just looking forward to coming around and seeing the sights and hopefully throwing down some new stuff.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it myself. I can't wait to get there. I'm going to save a couple of tickets for myself. We're going to be giving away some tickets throughout the week on the KY Med Morning Show, so stay tuned for your chance to win there. Travis, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for bringing the Nitro Circus to Target Center coming up October the 3rd. We certainly appreciate that. Best of luck to you in the future.
Well, thanks for your time. Talk to you on the 3rd.